the season of Lent. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict, and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51. The word Lent was derived from the Old English word lententid, meaning the time of lengthening when the days begin to grow longer in the spring. It was also the word for March, the month in which the majority of Lent falls. The Lenten season lasts for 40 days, not including Sundays, beginning on the seventh Wednesday before Easter Sunday, or Ash Wednesday, and ends on the Saturday before Easter. Ash Wednesday originated in the early church ritual of imposing ashes on worshipers' foreheads as a sign of mortality and repentance before God. The liturgical color used for clergy vestments and hangings to adorn the sanctuary for the season of Lent is purple, the color of royalty, the color of the robe Pilate placed on Jesus. Hence, the color purple can also symbolize not only the pain and suffering of Jesus, but our subsequent mourning and penitence. The season of Lent began to be observed in the 4th century as a time for fasting, penitential prayer, sacrifice, and good works as a preparation of converts for baptism at Easter. It was also a time for those who had been separated from God and the church because of sin to prepare to join the fellowship once more, and then finally, Lent came to be observed as a season of penance for all Christians. It focuses attention on the need to die to oneself, turn from sin, and alter the direction of our lives in submission to the will of God. In so doing, the way is open for Christians to journey with Christ toward his cross of suffering in a spiritual pilgrimage through darkness and death as a means of our own spiritual renewal at his resurrection. Surrender by Lena Lee Marler. There is a point beneath the wake when all the senses blur, where sight and sound and life's dull ache sink past all things that were, pressing desires and thoughts grown still as once upon a dream, drift now so gently on the will of the maker of the stream. What grand design has brought me thus, so poised in space and time, with outstretched arms as on a cross, my life will soon be thine. O God, my heart cries out to you. Leave not my soul in death, but raise me up to life anew, filled with your holy breath.
such grandeur.